Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find. Catch me a catch.
The decline in dating apps is absolutely enormous. My busiest age group right now is 24 to 34. Two years ago, I did very little business with this age group. Now this group is smashing my door down.
That's Hugh Redmond, who runs a single-focused dating events company called 2Connect. And tonight he's running a table quiz in Dublin's Market Bar, while his colleagues are running another speed dating night in the Chelsea drugstore on George's Street.
Around 23 men and 18 girls.
Dating apps like Tinder, Bumble, Hinge and Grindr are seeing a fall in users, with an Ofcom study in the UK showing that the top 10 apps dropped by 16% from 2023 to 2024. And the data is showing that younger people in particular are switching off. Here's Professor of Sociology at Maynooth University, Rebecca Chioko King-O'Rean.
This is a generation that is incredibly skilled technologically. So for them to turn away from a form of technology to face-to-face is quite a statement, I think, you know, because they have lived their whole lives, for the most part, using technology, using social media, unlike old people like me, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, you know, who, I mean, you know, we never had any of this, you know.
Professor King-O'Rean added that there's a hunger to get outside following the global pandemic.
They were forced online for everything from education to socializing to listening to music or watching movies. And I think they are hugely relieved, actually, to be back, you know, say, in the classroom face-to-face and meeting people, say, with my students in college, in a what they say is a, quote, more natural way.
But are the apps fit for purpose? Here's marketing and growth expert Andrea Linehan, who recently wrote an article in The Currency about the subject.
Marketing and gamification tactics in particular once made these dating apps incredibly successful, but are now driving user fatigue. And the features that were designed to keep people engaged, like endless swiping and pay-to-play models, have now instead just eroded trust.
So what do tonight's daters think?
Like everyone, I'd give them a shot at some stage. But recently, I've fallen out of love with them. And you really, at least as a guy, you're starting to get the feeling that they are designed not to be deleted. They're designed to keep you paying, keep you playing.
I don't enjoy them, which is why I'm here. I feel like you're judging people based on looks instead of what they are. Like, you're swiping on someone, but, like, you know nothing about them. Like, that could be the nicest person in the world, but you're not going to know.
Delete them all now. They're kind of soul-destroying now, to be honest. People just don't want to date anymore on dating apps, so I said, well, I'd rather meet someone in person now than online, because at least you're face-to-face with them and you're actually having a genuine chat to them, you get to know them first before you're actually judging them.
People don't want to waste time, you know, for weeks, months texting people that they don't even get to see, or maybe they do get to see them and they don't have that vibe. So I suppose people just want to get out there and have fun again, you know, bring back dating in real life.
Although dating apps themselves are in decline, online romance isn't. LinkedIn was designed for professional networking, but is seeing a rise in people making romantic connections on it, while the running app Strava has also proved a bit of a matchmaker.
The reason things like Strava, which has been dubbed as the athlete's Tinder, and LinkedIn are being misused as ways to connect with people, is it allowed people to skip a few steps that traditional dating apps don't allow you to do. You're immediately getting information about some kind of shared interest, life philosophy, approach, shared profession, ambition. And that's a big reason why we've seen a big rise in real world alternatives and dating apps that are curated hobby based and niche type communities for that reason.
You have people that are like-minded into fitness and ready to be up on a Sunday morning, so it's a great way to meet people.
That's Samantha Keating, who along with her husband Owen started Your Friend My Friend. They run a singles running club, and on this morning in Dunleary, around 50 people have turned up. Here's Owen now.
People really want to be doing something active where they can meet people, nice kind of relaxed environment. So yeah, again, we're just kind of we're kind of going with the demand of what we're hearing from people, and the run club seems to be high on the list.
So what are people here saying?
We're relaxed.
Yeah,
more relaxed. And I have actually seen Gabby in a while, so good to see Gabby as well.
Well, I guess I love running as well. So I suppose I'm getting the two passions at once. You know, I'm getting my exercise in the Sunday morning and I'm getting to meet people as well. And if I meet a date while running, sure, that's a bonus, isn't it, really?
It would be great, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. That's why I'm all dressed in black.
So for those looking for that all-important match, it may just be that the best connections are being found offline.